What did it mean for you being up at Franklin's Gardens, being the captain and lifting that silverware?
Yeah, it meant everything. I've been at this club nearly 10 years now. So I've come through the academy. I've watched the likes of Phil Vickery lift a cup competitions before, and to finally get up there and be the man that actually gets the cup in the hands first off, it's obviously a great honour, and hopefully I'll be doing it again.
And after a couple of near misses, obviously the 2 years preceding that, must have given the whole squad a real boost of confidence.
Yeah, it was. I think we've always had a belief within the side that we can go on and win the big games, but when you've got people in papers and on TV saying that we struggle in the big games, it obviously does put a little bit of a monkey on your back, and it's great not only just to win, but to get that monkey on the back and to prove to everyone that we can perform in the big games. And like I say, it was just a great day and all.
Now, there's a lot of talk this year about the LV Cup being a competition where the teams can showcase a lot of young up-and-coming English talent, and even last season Gloucester really did epitomise that, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And I think people think that it potentially weakens sides. I think we found out last year that it did nothing of the sort, and if anything, it strengthened our side with the fact that all these guys coming in who were chomping at the bit, wanting to play and to put their hat in the ring for selection, it probably made us stronger, and it gave us that extra little bit of enthusiasm, and in the end was probably the catalyst to our season going so well in the end.
Finishing top of the pool isn't going to be easy this time around, because Harlequins, Newcastle and Scarlets also featured in the pool. It's going to take 3 good results in the pool stages.
Yeah, it is. And as I said, it's there's quality teams throughout the competition. There's obviously the guys who we play week in, week out in England, and then there's 4 great teams in Wales who have pretty much stacked full of internationals. So it's going to be obviously tough, but hopefully, kick off against Sale at home in the first game, they'll give us a good start to run the cup run.
You mentioned Sale. The fixture calendar can be a funny old thing sometimes, can't it? Playing them this weekend, also played them last weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we had it the same with Saracens last year, and it didn't go quite to plan with Sale as it did Saracens, but we've got to make sure that we learn a few lessons this week and right through wrongs, and no better place to do it than here at Kingsham.
And then, of course, after you play Sale, it's a trip to Welford Road. Now, that's ordinarily a fortress for Leicester. They've lost a couple there this year, but they have been affected by the World Cup, haven't they?
Yeah, massively. We've had quite a few people go to the World Cup, and I think they've probably got another third of what we have. So, yeah, they've obviously been affected, as everyone has, but they'll be disappointed with the way they've started off the season. And I'm sure there'll be a few World Cup guys playing for them when we see them in a week's time.
And for you, obviously you had the back surgery over the summer, and now you've got 280 minutes under your belt. Your season's really just getting going now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's almost like my two pre-season games, and the fact that I've just concentrating on my own game and just trying to get a little bit of fitness, which I don't think there's any better way to do than in 30 degree heat against a King's Own the other day. But I've just got to make sure that after a couple of games now, I've got back into the swing of things, and now I just start contributing more and leading from the front.